Well, Tyrone booked their place in the semi-final of the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship, a victory over Monaghan on Saturday, enough to secure that spot against the mighty Kerry. There's been some cracking battles between Tyrone and Kerry over the past couple of years, a fact not lost on Tyrone's Justin McMahon.
Going by their last game, I think they've scored more goals than we've scored all year, so in one game. So, you know, obviously, you know, looking on to the next game, it's going to take a serious effort to put it up against Kerry. You know, Kerry are absolute quality forward line. You know, they're always moving, quality team. They're coming in with high confidence on the back of their Munster success and being All-Ireland champions. So, you know, you got to give them that respect, and we'll see how it pans out in a couple of weeks.
And the manager too is looking forward to the challenge of Kerry.
Look, it's always a challenge against a Kerry attack, no matter what area you're talking about. It's the very big strength of their team and has been over the years. So, yeah, we'll need to be very hard working and very disciplined if we're going to keep them at bay enough to be able to get enough scores ourselves to hurt them. So that's a big challenge we have to face over the next couple of weeks, is sharpen that whole defensive unit that we have and be aware of where their major threats come from and try and match that with our own attack and play.
While turning his attentions to the Monaghan victory, the Tyrone boss was adamant that Sean Kavanagh played a key role once again for Tyrone in what turned out to be a very intensive battle.
It probably was. You know, it was an intense game, even though before anything spilt over in that nature, the tackles were intense, the intensity of the game was there to be seen. You know, nobody got the ball and were able to do anything with it easily. There was always somebody closing you down. There was great movement by both teams and great tackling by both teams. So I suppose it got a bit unruly at the end, but that's to be expected. You know, the stakes are high here and people just see a bit of red mist now and again.
And yes, he was full of praise for his captain, Sean Kavanagh.
How could you buy that experience, you know? And for young players who have watched him, you know, some of the young Mark Bradley or even Darren McCurry or the Brennan lads and all, sure, they'd have been in awe of him as 10 or 11 year olds, like in 2003 or before. So to actually be on the same field as him and to hear him in the dressing room and to see the energy put into the game, that's really good for them. And it's good to see that Sean has still got that drive and energy in him as he reaches the latter stages of his career.
Hindsight perhaps is a wonderful thing, especially in sport. When you look back to that day in Ballybofey, the day Tyrone lost to Donegal in the preliminary round of the Ulster Senior Football Championship, it was a real gut-wrenching experience. Perhaps so, as we suggested to manager Mickey Hart, it was a blessing in disguise.
With hindsight, you can say that now, you know, but you wouldn't have told me that when I was leaving Ballybofey on the 17th of May, you know. I wanted to go the direct route. I wanted to be in Ulster. I wanted to win the Ulster title. There's no doubt about that. But as it happened, it seems like, you know, we weren't dealt a bad hand to get our recovery. So we got the chance to move progressively up the gears, and that has us where we are now. So with hindsight, yes, I'd have to agree with you, but I wouldn't choose it.
How low did the players feel about the qualifier route? Here's Justin McMahon again.
Well, that's often said. If you get a good run in the qualifiers, you know, it's sort of, there's a slant put in it, you know, that it can go well for you, building a bit of momentum, playing games, you know, working on things, you know, and we'd have to say we've been fortunate in that way, you know, that we've been able to come through games and work on a few things, and it's got us to where we are now. You know, there's ups and downs about it, and as I say, you know, we've maybe with our experience of being in it, and so many previous seasons, you know, maybe that showed this year especially. And credit the younger boys, you know, they maybe came in it and, you know, targeted it and were able to go in the games and focus more on training and so on.
And for a player like Justin, one of the survivors from their last All-Ireland victory in 2008, are there comparisons to be made with this current squad?
Well, I suppose the comparisons are going to be made maybe with our run maybe in 08, but listen, it's different year, different team. You know, we've come through the qualifiers, we've come through this Monaghan game. We've maybe targeted the Monaghan game because we knew ourselves it was going to be a big step up having Monaghan won Ulster. So, you know, listen, it's just carrying on. Maybe places we played well in today, and again, you know, there's a lot of areas to improve on because you know, Kerry being Kerry would just exploit that.
A couple of things certainly do compare: the quality of the players and that magical watchword, work rate.
That has been the tradition of successful Tyrone teams. It was based on hard work, and then no shortage amount of skill as well. So I think we're developing something of that nature. Now again, you can't compare that to anything else until it does something of that nature. So we're in a decent place. We have hard working players, we have talented players. They haven't the experience of being winners at the top level just yet, so that's the challenge for the bunch that's there now, except for the few that have been there in the past.
Join us again shortly as we build up for Tyrone against Kerry in this year's All-Ireland Senior Football Championship semi-final.